it's so good to be here. Because we watch you and we've been journeying with you. You don't know us, but we know you. We're some of your global workers, and we spend half of our year in Asia, half of our year in Canada, working with leaders and really helping come alongside them so that they do really well in life and ministry.
As part of this leadership work, Leanne leads a network called Zoe Network, which is across Canada and North America. We've got groups in Africa and Central
Asia,
America.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. And there's two things that Zoe Network does. And one is it disciples and trains leaders and invites women and men into God's mission. And it's so fun to see leaders grow around the world.
Yeah. So.
And the second thing that Zoe Network does is connects the Canadian church to the work that is done with women around the world.
What vulnerable women around the world. And so we work in a few areas: health, education, economic empowerment, as well as women facing gender-based violence, this kind of thing. So if you have any interest in any of that, come and see me. Come see us through the barbecue.
Yeah.
So, what a ride we've been on, hey, in the last 18 months. Anybody else? Anybody else a little tired? I'm a little tired. It's interesting because Darcy and I moved to Asia for the first time, January 2020. And our city is a city that was experiencing a lot of political unrest. And so for months, our city was on the news every day in Canada. And so we thought going there that our biggest problem was going to be this unrest. Little did we know that 3 weeks after we landed in our city, COVID-19 hit. And so it has been crazy. We have spent together, just the two of us, 5 quarantines for a total of 11 weeks in isolation.
Isn't that romantic? Like, it's so awesome to be put in a hotel room for 21 days without the ability to leave.
Yes.
Like, that's a getaway.
So, anyway, that was the lowest point for me, was when he keeps trying to sell me that this was a romance package, but like we literally 21 days in a hotel room, not crossing the threshold, no fresh air, just together. And it reminds me sort of Psalm 139, where it says, you know, when I sit down or stand up, you know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it. You go before me, you follow me.
Leanne, like as a You're a minister, and
I am.
This is theologically incorrect.
It's
that's
true.
That's about God knowing where we are.
I know. But it kind of got... It was hard. It's amazing how much grace is there, right? For every moment we've been through. As hard as things are, we sang this morning, I will sing of the goodness of God. And Darcy and I just smiled at each other. Because in those early days, we would sing that song over ourselves, just really to encourage one another. But anyway, if we were to sit with each one of them,
we would hear amazing stories. Like, you would all have had adventures.
Yeah.
So this morning, we want to do two things. We want to actually pause, look at the scripture, and then remember what God has done. And I don't know if you know about the Israelites. The Israelites, like, we've been reading the Bible chronologically this year in our devos.
And we're still in the Old Testament.
We're still in
the... Pray for us. We're almost through. And
sometimes it gets a bit thick. But
yeah.
We noticed something in the Old Testament. The Israelites had a forgetfulness issue.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 32:18, you forgot the God who had given you birth. Judges, they forgot about the Lord their God. Judges again, they forgot the Lord their God who had rescued them from all their enemies. Psalm 106, they forgot God their Savior who had done such great things. Isaiah 51, yet you have forgotten the Lord your Creator, the one who stretched out the sky like a canopy and laid the foundations of the earth. God had made amazing promises to the Israelites, and yet they kept forgetting him. And there's a record, actually, a world record for Israelite forgetfulness. And it was set right after the Israelites had left Egypt. And you would maybe know the story from the book of Exodus, where there's the plagues of Egypt, and then God actually leads the Israelites out. Moses touches the Red Sea, the waters part, and they go across, and Charlton Heston makes a movie as it's happening. Songs are written.
Like, it's epic. It's epic.
It's unbelievable. And in 6 weeks' time, world record, it says, in the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. And the Israelites said to them, if only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. Now remember, they were slaves.
Yeah, they were slaves there.
They were slaves there. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted, but you have brought us into this desert to starve. And you go, wow, those Israelites, how dumb can they be? But we'd like to suggest to you this morning.
Maybe. Just a suggestion.
Just a suggestion. Perhaps this applies to you. That this is a human problem.
Yes.
This forgetfulness problem. Now Joshua, one of my favorite Bible characters, he was there. He saw that all happen as a young man, maybe a teenager. And after 40 years, the people of Israel are now about to cross into the promised land, and Joshua is leading them. And again, another miracle happens. They cross the Jordan River in flood. But Joshua does this thing that we want to challenge you to do this morning. He says, I want you to go back into the river, guys, and I want you to get 12 rocks. And we're going to make a pile of stones as a marker point as we've crossed this into the promised land. It's a new chapter. And so they gather 12 stones, and Joshua does this for a couple of reasons. It was a pausing to remember.
It's almost like going through two chapters, like one chapter had ended, another chapter was beginning. And so it was a time to pause and remember. Secondly, it was this time to say, this just happened. This was significant. This was a shaping moment, and we are changed because of it. And so let's just stop and consider.
So it was like, never forget. Like, remember that 6 week record, guys?
Yeah.
Okay, this time as we cross into the promised land, we are going to remember. Joshua had watched the forgetfulness. And now here he was leading the people, and he said, never forget what God has done. So we want to ask a question this morning.
Yeah.
What do you need to remember as we go from one chapter of this pandemic into another?
Yeah, because it's been 18 months and we've all had crazy experiences. There have been gifts in it, but there's been a ton of stress. What is it that you don't... May we not get to the end of this the same people as when we began, right? Right? May we get this actually being formed by Christ as he forms himself in us. You know, for me, it starts with not forgetting who God is. And, you know, we thought about this for Darcy and I, and we're going to share a little bit from our own story, and maybe it's going to resonate with you and help you identify your very own stones. But one thing that I've learned is that this is God's story from beginning to end. God is the God of the promise. Nothing can thwart his plan. You know, with the Israelites, God made a way for them. And sometimes we'll read through that scripture and think that somehow, you know, this is the story of the perseverance of God's people. That's not the story. The story is God's story from beginning to end of bringing them and shaping them into the people that they were meant to be. See, sometimes we get confused and we begin to think that this is our story. And somehow God is like this nice supporting character that we give a lot of credit to, But he's on the side, and it's just not true. See, related to this is God's sovereignty. There's nothing that happens with outside of his scope and authority. You know how I learned this? We moved to Asia. And I mean, Darcy and I are quite strategic leaders. We know how to work a plan, I tell you. We like to think about what we're doing and why we're doing it. And so we came in with a plan.
With a plan.
And within 3 weeks, everything closed up. And so it was this opportunity, like, you know, like, oh, panic, like, what's happening? This is all, you know. But God showed up and showed us that he had plans for us in the middle of what seemed like a detour, or maybe even seemed like a waste of time, that God was still moving, that God was still building his kingdom, that God was still going to work through our, you know, sort of pathetic little offering of our lives when it doesn't feel like we have much to offer, and yet he takes it and he makes it into something amazing.
This past Christmas, Leanne and I were following the health order, and so we were doing Christmas by ourselves just before we went back to Asia.
Again, completely alone.
And there was an opportunity for that Israelite forgetfulness thing to happen. It just started to happen again with Leanne. But it's okay. It's okay. So Christmas Eve, we got word that our quarantine in Asia was being moved from 2 weeks long to 3 weeks long. So we were shocked, saddened. Like, it was like, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? How are we going to do this?
Merry Christmas.
And we were booked to speak a marriage seminar, a conference at a church.
In our city.
On day 20 as we were back in Asia. And so it was like, okay, I think we'll have to cancel this thing. Like, this isn't going to happen. And so there was stress, and we contacted the church, and they said, you know what? Why don't we just do it on Zoom? Because this is an important issue. Our city has one of the highest divorce rates in the world, and since COVID...
That was before COVID, and then since?
Since, the divorce rate has doubled. So marriage stuff is a big deal in our city. And so we went ahead. For 40 days, we actually prayed every day with a team of people. And wouldn't you know it, but God showed up in a profound way. And instead of doing a marriage seminar in a church basement with egg salad sandwiches, which are nothing against egg salad sandwiches.
Love me some egg salad.
We did this thing on Zoom with 500 plus people from 10 different nations, and it spawned a marriage alpha and then marriage mentoring groups. Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. we'll be working with a group of Indonesians, yeah, and doing a seminar for them.
Yeah, we're now working with 7 language group leaders, and it all came back to this conference where we felt like, oh, this is second best, or somehow God's missing on something, right? And it comes back to his story. That's what I learned. So you might be frustrated with all of the things that aren't happening, or it hasn't happened like you had imagined it. But sometimes when we're so insistent on what we think should happen, we absolutely miss what God is doing right in front of us. I sound angry. I'm not angry. I'm just passionate about this, that we recognize that God has not paused. We're not missing out on anything. The fullness of his life is right here, right now. His call on our lives is not stagnant. He is on the move around us. I feel passionate about that.
I can tell.
Now, it's are good. We almost done time?
We're almost, okay, check my time.
Yeah.
I heard we
bring
had,
it home.
Bring it home. Okay. I thought we had 2 hours.
No, we didn't.
Okay. So you learned about God's sovereignty, and
yeah.
The lesson that I learned was God's faithfulness.
Yeah.
And it's been so interesting this year in particular, as we've had to do extra quarantines, and it's not like it wasn't in our plan. And the Canadian quarantine was a financial quarantine. Mm. And you're like, oh my goodness. And I remember reading in our devotions in Joshua at the beginning, Joshua chapter 5, and it talked about how the Israelites for 40 years had been fed manna every day.
Yeah.
But then when they moved into the promised land, the first day that they ate food from the promised land was the last day that they received manna. And there was no gaps in between. And I loved reading that. That just hit us. It was like, God, you're a God of no gaps. You'll make a way. Yeah. You are faithful. And we saw that. Like, I want to say thank you for partnering and praying for us. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know how much it means to be far away and things are chaotic and crazy, but to know that there's a base of a church in Parksville who are praying and partnering with you. Like, it, I get emotional about it because it just is incredibly meaningful. And God's faithfulness showed up through you and through others.
Yeah.
And we have made it. And I just am so thankful for that. Life might be hard, but God is faithful, and with him, we're not alone. So we want, those are the things that we learn.
And we could go on and on and on, but that's what we learned. But you have some stones. They might be similar themes, right? But it, you have stones as well. And I think it's important for us in this season to name it and to identify it. Like, all across Canada, there's people meeting in coffee shops, Tim Hortons, all across Canada, complaining. And you know, just about life. And I get it. I've complained. I get it. But what would it mean for the people of God, the people of the promise, to actually stand up and begin to proclaim how good God is and continues to be? Just a thought.
Just a thought. So that's your homework. Your homework is to go and find a rock. And Max got a few. These are little ones.
He got started.
He got started. But go and find a rock and put it in a place on your front lawn where you can see it as you come into to your place. And just as you walk in, go, oh, yeah, God, you're at work. You're faithful.
You're sovereign.
You did this in my life during the midst of a pandemic. And I worship you.
So good.
That's your homework.